This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. What are we in, week six? Week six pick show, I think? Yeah, week six. Went 3-1-1 last week, first winning week on the season. Only took me till week five. But I did go 3-1-1, so that brings my overall record up to 10-14-1. Not good. Not good. But see if we could build maybe on a little positivity from last week. Even though last week was such a dark weekend with the Cowboys just getting murdered. I love how the Cowboys have continued to get drugged all week long, though. I love it. I love the 49ers players talking shit. Like, Cowboys deserve it. Absolutely. I love when you get your ass whooped like that, you get your nose rubbed in it. Hopefully you learn from it. Don't let it happen again. Even though, I mean, God, I hope we don't have to play San Francisco again. I really don't. Give me nightmares. I'm not going to lie. Gives me fucking nightmares. Ton of shit games this weekend. Let's just be honest about that. Looking at the board, I think, I don't know, Bengals, Seahawks. I want to watch Jets, Eagles. I want to watch Seahawks, Bengals. And that's about it. Oh, Texans, Saints maybe? But, I mean, as far as, like, marquee games, you just don't. This is a grinders weekend. And no, I don't mean the app. Not a grinders weekend. Jesus Christ. It's just going to be, you know, it's a gambling weekend, okay? We'll say that. I don't know, whatever. It's going to be a weekend. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a goddamn weekend. I got five plays for you. Again, 3-1-1 last week. Great week. First winning week of the year. First winning week of the year. Only took me to week five. 10-14-1 on the year. Let's just get into the picks. Just not a lot to, you know, again, there's nothing really exciting this weekend. So I'm going to do the picks, and I'm going to get the fuck on my weekend, all right?
Number five.
Falcons -2.5, taking on Washington. It's in Atlanta. Falcons are 1-4 against the spread. Not great. Not great. The Falcons looked great. Not great. Desmond Ridder looked competent and made a ton of throws last week. And I think he might be unlocking something. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it was just a one-week thing. Texans have played pretty good defense on the season so far. He was very comfortable. I think he's getting very comfortable with his offense and how to run it. He is a second-year quarterback, so, you know, I might have jumped the gun the first couple weeks with the amount of shit I've talked about him. He impressed me last week, and my money was against him. Luckily, I pushed. But coming back this week, I fucking hate Washington. This does feel like a spot where Washington probably comes in and blows the Falcons out, but I'm going to say maybe Desmond Ridder started doing lock something last week, and I want to be in on that early. So I'm going to go Falcons -2.5 at home, taking on the Commanders.
Number four.
Jets +7 at home, taking on the Eagles. I don't know why. I really don't. I had the Vikings -3 at the Bears, but then it was like, eh, fuck it. Let's just roll with Zach Wilson. Let's roll with the Jets. Maybe playing the Eagles a little bit tougher than people think. Jets are 2-3 on the year. They're 3-2 against the number. I don't have a lot of good reasoning why I'm taking the Jets. I like them, and I honestly like them a lot less now that I say them out loud, to be completely honest with you.
Number three.
Bengals -2.5 at home, taking on the Seahawks. Again, this is another thing where it's like Joe Burrow finally looked like Joe Burrow last week. Finally. Bengals have to build. They got to get going. They're 2-3. You can't drop this one to the Seahawks and fall to 2-4. They're 1-3-1 against the spread on the year. They're 2-3. They have a losing record. Seahawks are coming in off a bye. It's a very early bye. They're 3-1 on the year, also 3-1 against the spread. I like the Bengals. I like for them to start to build momentum. and be who the Bengals, you know, people have come to expect the Bengals to be, which is crazy to say, but in the past couple of years, I like the Bengals minus 2.5 at home taking on the Seahawks.
Number two.
Texans plus 1.5 at home taking on the Saints. Saints looked awesome last week, but they played the Patriots. Same with the Cowboys. When the Cowboys played the Patriots, Cowboys looked awesome. And then we went and saw what happened in San Francisco. I'm not going to get caught up on the Saints beating the shit out of the Patriots. I like the Texans. I like C.J. Stroud. They got me a push last week, which, you know, better than a loss. Let me C.J. Stroud did not have the greatest game. Let me say he bounces back against the Saints at home, and they cover the 1.5. Texans plus 1.5 at home, taking on the Saints.
Number one.
Colts plus 4.5, taking on the Jags in Jacksonville. This is the Gardner Minshew revenge game. This is the Jags have been in London for 2 weeks, and now they're coming back, and they still don't have a bye. They're just playing. So Jacksonville flew to London or wherever they were. They played the past 2 weeks, and now they flew back just this week, and they're playing again. Like, usually, and Atlanta did this too. Like, I guess teams are electing not to necessarily have a bye when they come back from London, but you would think, like, overseas, you've been gone for a couple weeks. I don't know. Gardner Minshew in the house. If there is any kind of revenge, which I'm sure there's not because Gardner doesn't look like the kind of guy that holds on to stuff, but I'm just going to say it, make it up in my head. Gardner Minshew revenge game plus 4.5 on the road taking on Jacksonville. Those are my five plays. Falcons minus 2.5 at home taking on Washington. Jets plus 7 at home taking on the Eagles. Bengals minus 2.5 at home taking on the Seahawks. Texans plus 1.5 at home taking on the Saints. And Colts plus 4.5 on the road taking on Jacksonville. Those are my five plays. $100 on those five plays. If you throw them in a parlay, I'll pay you $2,000. Oh, I also got a Dolphins and 49ers are both 4-1 against the spread. 4-1. They got big numbers this weekend. Dolphins are minus 13.5. I fucking don't even remember who they're playing, whatever. And 49, I know the 49ers are playing the Browns. Dolphins are playing the Panthers. Dolphins are taking on the Panthers. They're minus 13.5. And the 49ers are taking on the Browns. They're minus 9.5. They're both 4-1 against the spread. That parlay pays you plus 260, so $100 pays you 260. That's where my action is this weekend. Week six is whatever. I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday to recap this.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.